Cheers are coming from all corners of central New York following the renewal of the Violence Against Women Act last week in Washington. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, victims of domestic and sexual violence and people who work with them are happy that the legislation, which stalled for almost 2 years, has finally been renewed.
At an event noting the passage of the act last week in Syracuse, it was an emotional day for survivors of abuse, like Katie Steger.
It means a lot. And I've used every resource there is.
Onondaga County District Attorney William Fitzpatrick says this is an example of legislation that really gives taxpayers a bang for their buck, noting it's really made a difference since it was passed in the mid-90s.
Since then to today, 2013, violence against intimate partners has dropped almost two-thirds. Most importantly, homicides. Male victims have gone down about 45% since this was passed. Female victims only almost one-third.
The latest version of the legislation had been expanded to include more groups of victims, but had languished after House Republicans blocked its renewal. Vera House Executive Director Randy Bregman is glad lawmakers were able to finally come together in a bipartisan manner and admits there's still work to be done.
The gaps are we're still looking to change our culture so that everywhere we turn, the attitudes that you've heard in the room today are what every survivor and victim hears. No one ever deserves to be abused, and whoever you are, wherever you go, our community will support you.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.